Thank you. today to do honor and thank the sheriff. Lord, it's all pleased in this great plan of life to look around and sacrifice and defend the country and make it on the door. One of my heart is taken away from it. It's still wrong. I feel for you. I feel for you. Terry, Renee, Malcolm, Diaz, was born February 3rd, 1969 in Scotland County. His 11-year-old baby, Ray Randall, lost later in the late of the year. Dedicated her life to the love and care of her family as a homemaker. She served as a faithful member of Grace's Chapel Holdings Church, with her family cared for fishing, which I love, camping, that's all right, Travis, good as not found. She was a loving wife, mother, grandmother, sister, I'm sure who would ever be missed. Passed away on Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. We are survived by our husband, Bill, that the U.S. home and all the care of U.S. bride and her husband, Jonathan, and her mother, Peggy May, Officer Gibson. Sisters Pamela Wilkins, husband Darrell, and Gibson, granddaughters, Maybe, Renee Bryant, Adeline, Deanne Bryant, and special needs pastor in the and the request for more information will give to the family and the Grace Chapel in the church. And the scripture that I'd like to read in the comments. Found in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the first verse. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And as I spoke to Brother Darrell very earlier, as to be failed, I'm just going to do my best. Scripture came to me, comments, that thought was run through my mind, Brother Samuel, his parents' legacy. Amen. When I think back, I met them at a very young age and really got to know her. Day, really got to know him when I became about 16-year-old. And that's when the Lord saved me. I didn't go to church much with him. Back in my days, when I was in grad, we had one automobile or car and automobile in the church. And automobiles, you could be riding down there and look through the floor and see the road. I mean, that's how we were raised. Amen. And they were 13 head of us with mom and dad, and you put 13 head in an automobile. I don't know how many seatbelt tickets daddy would have got. Amen. But it provided for us to go to church. And usually, Little Mission Holiness Church is usually about the only church we went to. We just poor folks. But the Lord saved me at 16-year-old. And I happened to meet Happy Robert Lee Locker, him and his tambourine. Amen. Amen.
The Lord blessed the married little wife that learned how to play the piano. And they played and sang, and even at that time, their daughter was real, real, very young. Amen. Matter of fact, amen. She might be better. Amen. But I had the privilege since 16 to be in service with them. And I listened to them talk and testify. And I thought, amen, thank God that Brother Robert Meade's daddy was a holiness preacher. Amen. And they told me of the different churches that he pastored. Amen. And I thought of the many times. Now, I didn't get to meet his daddy, if I remember correctly, but I did meet his mother, Sister Carrie Lee. Amen. And he told of how that she done her end. She just cooked him a cake, go to the house, leave on the door, and knock the door, let him know that she had been there. Amen. Thank God. And go on about her business. Amen. And were they considered her an enemy, they didn't have one. You don't find much of that left today, but this is the legacy. This is the legacy that Karen had. Amen. Been raised up in. Amen. Been raised in holiness. Been raised how to treat your fellow man right. The legacy of this daughter. Amen. Not everybody has an opportunity to have a holiness grandpa, a holiness grandma, and a holiness daddy, and a holiness mama. Amen. Being raised in a holiness church, that is a blessing, not a curse. That is an honor. That's not a disgrace. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. And I think of that legacy. And as I went out and took a walk this morning, the 3 miles, and amen. And I just let the Lord talk to me. And I thought, says the elder Robert Lee was the monarch. Amen. And I look back at his family and I see the patriarchs. Yes. Amen. We need that in the United States of America. Amen. Praise God. But I thought about his children. Amen. There's Brother Robert Lee and I remember his sisters. And, amen. You go up to Grace Chapel Church and there they would be in church.
Yeah.
Brother Henry preaching. Amen.
Yeah.
My. It looked like that some of daddy and mama had rubbed off on the children. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's a legacy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then I thought as I walked around there, the legacy wasn't one-sided. No. When I was about 17 year old, there was a little lady by the name of Sister Gwen. I didn't even know her first name. All I knew was Sister Gwen. Amen. And over at Little Mission, Brother Tom Knight was the pastor, and he'd get Sister Gwen to come and preach for her. Now, can you imagine? Now, I know there's a touch of stuff for some folks. Some folks don't regard women preachers that much. We're not going to argue about this. This is a good time. Amen. But can you imagine? I thought at 7 to 10 year old, that young lady made an impression on this little boy that's lasted to this day.
Yeah.
It's still with him to this day.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard some in the last few months they've already forgot about.
Yeah.
That's me. Amen. But that's the legacy. That's Brother Sammy's legacy. Amen. There's Sister Gwen, and then the sister that passed here.
Thank you.
That's his aunt. That's his two aunts. Amen. Now, can you imagine? There's his two aunts. And then he had a preacher by the name of Brother Debo and Brother Thurman.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the legacy.
Yeah.
Here I am trying to talk about somebody in whom I'm not even be worthy. My name's not even be worthy to mention with their names. Amen.
Oh,
people that hazard their lives, people that got out there, amen, thank God, didn't depend upon welfare.
Yeah.
Didn't look to the government to support them.
Yeah.
People who hazard their lives for the gospel.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, Amen.
Bless you, God.
Amen. 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 What a legacy. Amen. Thank God. And daughter, look what you've got to look forward to. Not only do you have a legacy on daddy's side, amen, you've got a legacy on mama's side.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. And look what you've got to look forward to. Amen. With a background like that, amen, I wouldn't be afraid to step out and say, hey, let me tell you about my people.
Amen.
Hey, let me tell you about my race. Let me tell you where I came from. Glory. I'm not a mistreated child. I had a home in this great-grandpa. Amen. I had a home in this grandpa. Amen. Thank God. And now, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I had holiness aunts as holiness preachers. I had holiness uncles as holiness preachers. Amen. Don't pity me. Hallelujah. Look who's on my side. For God be for you. Who can be against you? Oh, amen. I got something to look forward to you. What about you? Amen. Thank God. You ain't tall enough. Amen. To look down your nose at me. Not with my heritage. Hey. You got to grow a little taller. You got to get a little bigger. I got something to look forward to. Oh, my, my, my. I can tell you. Amen. In this earthly house of this tabernacle, the word is all. Let me tell you what I got. Amen. I got another building.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday.
Yeah.
Amen. My. You see, my elder brother walked on the waters. My elder brother calmed the raging sea. My elder brother raised the dead. Called the deaf to hear. The dumb to hear. Oh, the dumb to talk. And the deaf to hear. And the blind to see. And on top of that, in the holiness realms, he's gone away to prepare me a place. My. And he promised me that if I go, I will come again. Oh, my God. Amen. You know what he's going to do? He'll reach out and say, uh-huh. Amen. Thank God. I will come again.
Yeah.
Look up to me.
Yeah.
I'll come again and receive you to myself. That where I am. I get an opportunity to be a part of a legacy today.
Yeah.
Am I going to get a part of a legacy? Hallelujah. I feel the legacy. Woo! Brother, I ain't got much, but what I've got, I wouldn't trade for nothing. Hey! They sing that song at times. I got it deep. And that's the problem this day. I got it deep. Fire shut up in these bones. You know what I mean? Amen. Get out of the way. I'm telling your children, daughter, look what you got to look forward to. You've got a legacy on both sides of the ship. Hey, man, if the fish ain't biting on the right side, you can just dip it over on the left side. My. Hey, man, and pull in the net, and it's going to be so full that you can't pull it in. Ain't nobody can do me like you. Ain't nobody can do me like the Lord. Amen. When I get talking to that brother,
woo!
Yeah.
Bless
the Lord.
Come on, brother.
Brother, you married a legacy.
Now, just go ahead and taste it. Come on, see if it ain't good. I tell you, the ice cream is on here. You ain't getting away from me. Just taste of me and see if I'm not good. Taste of me and see if I'm not gracious. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. And this is how I feel.
Come on.
This is how I feel when I talk about such wonderful people. Such wonderful people as these. People that I have admired. People that I hold in high regard. People that I look up to even to this day. You see, they made an impression on me. And that's the reason why I'm the preacher, the kind of preacher I am today. I've been in old time holiness. I believe in worshiping God in spirit and in truth. I believe in obeying the Lord. And this don't go along with the modern nation, modernization. Amen. The church world today. I'm too backward. I'm too way back young. And you're right, because I was born and raised about 9/10 of a mile back in the woods where you can holler and not worry about nobody. Said, we can tell the neighbors to get quiet. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But when I talk of Brother Robert, Brother Robert, me, it's bad. When I talk of Sister Queen, Sister Fanny, Brother Lee Roy, Brother this is how I feel. This rules on. I'm just nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And that's me. Them's patriarchs. Amen. Thank God. Them's patriarchs. Those folks. Amen. I have no business. My name even if it ain't you. I'm the same role as those. Amen. But there's nobody. I'd like to tell you. He'll save anybody. Amen. That's the ministry just of the preach. Amen. And just a little bit. If you're here and you're not saved, the legacy of caring and say, we got time for you to say, please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you and your mercy. Lord, I serve you. Until my dying day, to help others find a way, have your mercy. Please forgive me. And you know what? He's faithful and just. You'll see. I apologize. I lost my dignity. But I tell you. I don't see how you can be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and not lose it once you know why. Amen. Let's sing it with me. Praise the Lord. They taught me each bed. I'm going to stay right here, son. I haven't reached that bed yet. It's gotten a little more acceptable, but it hasn't been. Amen. And at the morning time when I start to work, I go out there and say, hey, sweetheart. Hallelujah. I love you, myself. I love you. And I'm going to go to work. And when I get here, I'll come back and tell you, I made it home. I say, good night, heart. Lord, then I'll see you in the morning. Hallelujah. And I've come to accept it. A little bit. I've come to accept that she's in a better place. They're there in the hospital. And they were there telling me to hook up the shades, telling me that she didn't have long to live. And
I just walked down and I said, you don't talk about my wife, she's going to die right there in front of me. I walked down the hallway. About that time, someone come down in that hospital room. There at Scotland Memorial. Hey, man, I walked in there, and that little girl looked up at me. He said, yeah, I said, what's your name? She said, oh, what she said. How God fell in that hospital, fell in that room, and it came down, and that little girl got happy right there in that bed. The woman said she's not going to make it in 3 hours.
Yes.
Amen. She got happy right there in that bed.
Yes.
Amen. And she looked at me and said, Alice, I said, what's with her? She said, the Lord just baptized and filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Thank you. see you later. Amen. I'll see you later.
She's gone. It means that still dying will keep you when you feel like you're going to die without him. That same grace is sufficient. He said it would always be sufficient. It'll never fail. It'll never falter. It'll never be done. It'll never do the wrong thing. It will always be sufficient. It's good enough when you listen to him. It's good enough when that heart is broken. You think how many nights she lay there. She said, Lord, why am I going through this? Sometimes we have to suffer. He said, think it not strange when you go through these things. Don't think it's funny, Sister Candace, when you don't know why you're fighting these battles. But I tell you what, she never fought alone. Grace was sufficient. And that same peace that passes understanding will be there for you when you don't understand. Peace that passes understanding means when you can't understand, you'll still have peace. When you don't know why you got victory, Brother Jamie, you'll still have victory. When you don't know how you make it, you'll still make it. He meant for you to understand everything. Brother Sammy, she was like my second mom. I love that woman. It's like I've lost my mama. I feel like that's my mama's casket right here. Nothing against my real mama, but we stayed there at her house as much as or more than I stayed home. That was like my mama. And it's hard to see the little things she used to do that she'll never do again. Like turn your plate over in the trash can. Somebody the other day, we was at the house and they put their plate face up, and I said, whoever that was, what place here? Because you always push your plate first down. And we'll miss your sister, Debbie. We'll miss your bag. And it'll be hard as the days goes on. But that same grace is sufficient. It works, Sister Sandra. And what we've got here, those of you that's got it right, it's sufficient. And it'll last. We don't last. Many people, we don't last. There'll be one day y'all will roll my casket in here and lay it up here. There'll be a day, Sister Karen, when we roll your casket up here and you'll be laid here. There'll be a day when Grandma's not here, when Brother Sammy's not here, but that grace will always be here. It'll be, he said, I'd never leave you and I'd never forsake you. You'll have peace when you don't know why you got peace. You'll have victory when you don't know why you got victory. You won't have Karen, but you got the Lord. I'm going to read this poem. This is another one of Aunt Kaylin's quirky things. She told Mama, she said, I want you to write me a poem. Mama said, I can't write you a poem unless you're dead. And she said, well, that's the point. Whoever brought by, did you write a poem for? They did. They never get to hear it. I want to hear mine. I want to hear it. So I'm going to read you this poem Mama wrote. It was for her sister on November the 5th, 2017 at 4 a.m. She said, you are my baby sister. I love you more than words can say. My heart breaks to see you sick. I wish I could take the pain away. But God has a plan for us, you see. He knows what's best for you and me. He will take care of you through it all. Just believe when on his name you call. Trials and tests we all must face. But God will give us his love, mercy, strength, and grace to help us win the race. He has always brought you through, and he has promised he will never leave you. We are chosen by God to be sisters, and I am thankful for that. My power is limited. There's so much I would like to do, but I can't. But as your best and only sister, with God's help, I'll be there for you. So when your day seems long and blue, always know that your sister loves you. Love always, Pamela Lee Williams. Tell you what, the Fishers has a family. Stuck in there by her. And you know, sometimes the devil gets us just in where we feel like nobody don't care about us, nobody don't love us. But I tell you what, this crowd here today is proving she has somebody that loved her. Now, I don't claim to be that great preacher. I'm not no wonderful pastor like these. I'm just a simple old preacher. But I tell you what, when the Lord gives me something, I got to give it to you. But she had a great family and a great crowd that loved her. And you're showing your love and appreciation for her by being here.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Where sorrow never more can come from pain and care will ever be. By His grace I make it.
Yeah.
I shall make it through.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see what waits inside those gates of heaven.
Uh-huh.
No more pain, no more heart. We shall never know. No, I would not miss it.
No.
For the Lord.
Oh,
then he'd go to that other one and says, oh yes, I'll be at home. Uh-huh. I know I'll be at home. To live up there forever,
yeah.
No more in sin to run.
Yeah.
I'm happy on my way.
Yeah.
I'm nearer.
Every day.
We're getting near, bro.
All right.
I hate to see you. I love the holiness people. I hate to see these patriarchs leave here, brother.
Yes, sir.
Woo.
Amen.
We need you in the holiness ranks.
Yes. Yeah.
We're not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect.
Yeah.
I fail God, but I'm telling you one thing I like about it. Psalmist David said, Psalms 23, steps of a good man are
order.
Huh? But if you get to 24th verse, when he hath fallen, he shall not utterly be cast out.
Yes,
for the Lord will uphold him.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Can you praise the Lord? I don't know how many of you lost here. I'm not going to try. These men, the Holy Ghost already moved. He's already preached. But I'm going to tell you, this big old deal. All you folks, Brother Jamie, all you folks that have seen over the years, you're 50. Some of you backslide, this thing's real.
Yes, it is.
You have to take baby steps. Just get in there and take a baby step. Yeah, that right way.
Amen.
You have to go to God's convalescence center. I was at triple bypass last year on the 18th of March 27th. I never believed in seeing a light. Brother, you hear him talk about that light? I didn't believe in that stuff. I knew that it was light way up gone. But on March 27th, when they cut me open, the doctor looked at me a few minutes before he put me out. He said, I'm putting you on a new medicine. He said, you'll not remember anything. You'll not have no subconscious memories. You'll not see anything. You'll be absolutely as a dead man. Well, naturally, I asked him, I said, you will bring me back. But brother, I'm not lying to you or exaggerating. Some brother came, I never believed it. I saw a light coming from heaven.
All right.
I saw it coming right out of the portals of heaven, coming down like a V, sort of. And I saw a man, I don't even know if it was Jesus, angel, or what, but I saw him like an airplane, way out there, like you see a small airplane, with his hands outstretched.
All right.
And when that light got right there, like I was going to step into it, it disappeared. But all I can remember is all of those fears, torment, all of those sadness, regrets, and all this and that and the other. When it got closer to me, it went away. Oh, I felt so much better. And when I come to, they pulled the trach and all that out. And a couple hours later, I asked Dr. Williams, what's his name? I said, Doc, I thought I weren't supposed to see anything. He said, you shouldn't see nothing, no thoughts, not even a thought. I said, but I saw a great light coming from heaven. And I saw a man standing way up.
Yeah.
I saw a man.
Yeah.
It revolutionized my life, brother. It revolutionized my life.
Yes,
oh, yes, it did. And I'm telling you, if you're not saved here, there is a place beyond this veil of
death.
This is over. 1 Corinthians 15, 16. If the dead rise not, then Christ is not raised. And the next verse said, if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. And you are yet in your sins.
Right.
And the next verse is them also which are fallen asleep in Christ perish.
Yeah.
And the next verse, the 19th verse said, if I have hope in this life only in Christ, I'm of all men most miserable. You can have hope beyond this grave.
That's
somebody
right.
Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Ooh, but the next verse said, but Christ is risen. And become the first fruits
of them.
Hallelujah. That's sleep. Glory to God. And the next verse said, glory to God. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. For by one man sin came and did. But by Christ came life. Hallelujah. And by Adam, woo, came dead. The next verse. But by Christ came the resurrection from the dead. And 1 Corinthians 51 says, behold, I show you a mystery.
All right.
That we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Yeah.
And 52 said, in a twinkling of an eye,
yes,
at the last trumpet.
For
the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. And we shall be raised incorruptible. Woo! Glory to God.
Yeah.
And we shall all
be
checked.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
For he said, this corruption must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. And the next verse said, and when this corruption hath put on incorruption, and when this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Yeah.
And the next verse said, oh, death, where is your sting? I want to tell you, there's a resurrection. I had a big wheel tell me in Lumberton and said, I believe Christ lived, but I don't believe he came back. I said, your hope's dead. Your hope's dead. Woo! The next verse said what? or the strength of sin, is the law.
Right.
But that next verse, one of them, I said, oh, thanks be unto God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus. Let me tell you how you're going to survive. This is what helped me. Someone asked me, why do you memorize scripture? The Bible says in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and it healed me. The word of God is designed to heal you physically, mentally, emotionally, all the way around when it's preached, when it's sung. God designed the word of God to heal you while these people are under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But it's up to you to receive it. Psalm 118:11, for if thy word have I hid in my heart, that I, if you hide in your heart, you cancel. You cancel against God. And Psalm 119:164 said, seven times a day will I praise the Lord for his righteousness toward me. Hello? And Psalm 119:165, if you're one of those kind of get offended and nuances and this bothers you, that bothers you, people bother you, and you fell out of church because of people, let me give you the verse you need. Psalm 119:165, great peace have they that what? Love thy law, and nothing shall offend. Get in the Word. The Word of God is what will keep you. I don't want your religiosity. I want you to get into the Word of God. The Word of God is what you need in your heart. Woo! Man shall not live four and four, Matthew, by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The Word of God will get in your heart, and it's a seed, and it'll help you to grow. It don't matter how many times you've been hurt. Jesus been hurt in church, and he still held on, didn't he? He been hurt in church people, and he still went on. You gotta go on anyway and hang on to it. It's all about Jesus. All about Jesus. Get about your pride, your feelings. I don't know why I'm saying that.
Go ahead.
I don't know why I'm saying it. Don't you let nobody see you there. Oh, I like that one. That was in my mind. I was back at the hospital Monday with having a heart shock. Doctor said your heart's doing all kinds of ways. I said, well, there's one thing about it. I'll leave here on this table. I'm going to a better place.
All right.
Because I've tied up my loose ends.
Hallelujah.
And if you've got any loose ends, tie them up to Jesus.
All right.
And I want to take a stick with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I've taken the Holy Spirit, right? I've been around a lot of them.
Yeah.
I've preached in churches with thousands. But I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing like being with the Holy Spirit. Somebody praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. I make more money I'll ever spend in this life. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like me with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Somebody praise the Lord. I live 5 lifetimes, I couldn't spend all the money I made. But I'm telling you, that's not what it's about. It's about serving the Lord.
Amen.
Woo! Somebody praise God. I love this old kind of way. I love to have Sister Middleton and Sister back here, her mama back here again in this lifetime. But I'm telling you, going on. And all we can do is be like David. I can't bring him back, but I can sure go be where he's at.
Yeah.
Woo! That's a resurrection. She's coming out of that grave one of these days. And I'm going to end with this right here. I like this old song. Now I'm not a singer. If I could sing like that, brother. Woo! If I could sing like that, brother. And some of you, brother, are already.
Go ahead. Glory. Somebody praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Don't worry about me. I'm almost done. I've preached enough. Just don't worry, Nick. Don't feel sorry for me. I'll feel sorry for myself later. But there's a song old brother Troy Young would sing it like this. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
Amen.
When that trumpet sings.
Uh-huh.
Woo! I'm gonna get out of this grave. How about that? I'm gonna get out of this grave. Somebody on that great getting up morning. Somebody called it that, didn't it?
Yeah.
That great getting up
morning.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life, Martha.
Yes,
sir.
He can live believing and believe though he were dead.
Yes.
Yet shall he live again.
All right.
Woo! All right. Somebody said he's 4 days too late. He was right on time.
Right
on time. Right on time. He'll be right on time the next time.
All
right. He had to walk 25 miles to foot to get over there to Bethany. He was in Berea. And he had to walk 25 miles. And the Bible said he waited 2 days. And he said, now it's time to go. We've got two more days to get there. 4 days he got there. And I'm telling you, he was right on time.
Right on time.
Somebody said, why did he do that? He had to let it get as bad as it could get.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, when it's as bad as it can get, you need to call for Jesus. Somebody.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Call on Jesus.
Come on.
Glory to God. There's a song in the hymn book. Woo!
Uh-huh.
On that resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
yeah,
I'll have him.
Woo!
I'll have
him. Have a new life.
I want that new body. Those minds ache in the lock, get with me.
Amen.
I'll have a new home of glory eternal where the redeemed of God shall stand. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in
prayer.
I'll have.
Praise the Lord.
Says you won't be in a wheelchair, do you? None of these in here be in a wheelchair, do you?
All right.
You'll have a new life.
Yeah.
Raised in the likeness of my Savior,
yeah,
ready to live in paradise.
Then
old Gabriel blows his trumpet and we walk the streets of gold. I'll have a new body.
Yeah.
I'll have a new life. No more pain, no worry, no sorrow in this wicked world of sin. I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord. I'll have a new life. I got to make it. You have to. You're lost here. Whatever calls you to be backslidden, or if you've never been saved, this is, W.C. Sparkman used to say, this is the best thing, the top side of this room.
Amen.
And listen, I've come short, I failed you. I at times felt like I was, like the brother said, worthy to even be called a preacher, much less mentioned with the patriarchs. But something got a hold of me like a hook.
Amen.
Yeah. And I'd see somebody get anointed like this, or go, Brother Jamie, some service. And I feel that tone. Like a little boy, you heard the story. The cop was in the class. Some man said, how do you know he's up there? He said, because I feel the tone.
All right.
I feel the tone.
It's
real.
Yeah.
This thing is real.
Yes, it is.
Thurman Bass, Leroy Bass, Brother Terry, and many others around here. Jerry, you know, there's just so many I can. Yes, somebody be offensive. I don't want to be offensive.
Hallelujah.
But it's real.
Yes, it is.
It's really real.
Yes,
it is.
And I guarantee you this evening, Paul made it in 1 Corinthians 15 real clear.
Hallelujah.
42nd verse is, so is the resurrection of the body, it's sown in corruption, raised in incorruption. And the 43rd verse said, sown in dishonor, raised in glory.
Yeah.
Sown in weakness,
raised
but
in
raised in power.
Yeah.
That's what the resurrection did.
Yeah.
Ooh, sown a natural man,
raised,
but raised on a spiritual man. Ooh, for Adam was a living soul, but this second Adam is a
wicked spirit. Wicked spirit.
It's real.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yes, it is.
Thank
the
Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. A thing about Karen, she's with the chief. I said she's with the chief. One of the greatest chiefs of holiness that's ever lived and walked in this area. Hallelujah. Not only is she with Brother Robert, but she's also around the throne of the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of Zion. Most precious. Hallelujah. She's got to meet him face to face. But she's with one of my chiefs. Hallelujah. She's with the chief.
Her father.
A chief in holiness. A chief among the churches in North Carolina. And I tell you one thing. I've been around Virginia. I've been across the country and back. And I tell you, this is the center of holiness. Holiness is the buckle of the Bible belt. You lose that, you lost your buckle. And you lose your britches. Praise God. You lose your manhole. Yeah. Come on with me. That manhole that you got in God. Hallelujah. She's with the chief. And she's with the chief cornerstone right now. Hallelujah. I'm pressing for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. And that's a call on high, a call of holiness and righteousness. A manifestation, I'm pressing for a manifestation of the Son of God in our lives. Without holiness, Hebrews 12 chapter says, no man shall see the Lord. Man, I take heed to that. Who do you think wrote that? You think that was written under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost? Yeah. Paul penned those words. That's fearful. That's fearful.
Amen.
My
Amen.
Lord, hallelujah.
Here.
I want to make mention that we were with her last Sunday. I came this way and I just felt hastened of the Lord to get up and come this way. Last Sunday, so I said, well, let's get things together and let's go that way and let's see what the Lord will do, you know, the drawing of the Lord. So me and my wife got the car, throw some things together. And on Sunday, we bring our own food with us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so I come on this way and we got in a portion of the service, glorious portion of the service, and then I went over to the trailer and I told my wife, I said, understand Karen's in the hospital, said, I feel like I've got to go now. I don't feel like waiting. I don't feel like waiting till Monday. Said, I feel like I want to go now.
All right.
So I called Pam and we took off, and my wife, and went up and had a time, but we finally got that circle up there. And Lord, I don't know how many times I went around it, but anyway, I finally got off to where the Moore County, the Moore Hospital is in that circle up there, you know, you come out of Aberdeen, try to get in. So the time, man, I said, I don't know if I'm ever going to find this place. But anyway, we got there, and I went to the rehab center first, and he said, no, this is not it. He says, that big one up on the hill there. I said, okay. So I got the car, and I rode over there. And I got in the hospital, and I was, you know, feeling good. I was charged, you know. I believe God, something's going to happen, you know. And I come to the lady at the desk, and we inquired of her where, you know, Karen was located. And she told us, and she said, well, how did we get there? She said, you just follow that purple line there in the ceiling. In other words, just keep looking up. Keep your eyes on the ceiling. Hallelujah. And follow that purple line till it brings you to the elevator, and then get on and push the button at number 3.
Woo!
All right. Oh, really, God. So, man, all I had to do was follow that purple line. I kept looking up, and I got in there. And we had fellowship, you know. We talked about different things and the good about different ones. And then come about 4:05, I said, well, Karen, I said, let's pray. I said, the Lord has sent us, you know, to go out and heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases and all afflictions. And he said he'd give us power over all the power of the devil and give us authority over all the powers of hell. So I said, and that's why I'm here. I've come here to pray for you that God will heal you. And so we began to pray, and then I said, that door was open, and I said, shut that door. And because I had some interference when I visited her up at Chapel Hill, you know, somebody coming in, I said, just shut that door. I said, that's between us and the Lord. General Watts shut the door, and I started praying again, and the door had my hands on her head, and I believe my wife had her hands, and I said, you know, I said, I began to pray, and the door opened. And when that door opened, the presence of Jesus come into that room.
Yeah.
I mean, like the presence I've not witnessed before, but it's a presence I love to witness when I'm praying for somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the presence of the Lord come in, and it was like a host come in with me.
Yeah.
And then suddenly my hands, the power of God covered my hands. And my hands were no longer my hands, but they were His hands. No longer my flesh, but His flesh and His presence. I said, Karen, I said, in the name of Jesus, I said, the Lord's just walked in this room. She felt it. That same presence engulfed her and enclosed her. And you talk about prayer. We had prayer. We had prayer in the presence of the Lord. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord touched her. And we rejoiced in that touch. And that was just a little after 4 Sunday afternoon. And then we did our farewells for that time, you know. And I felt like the Lord had definitely touched her. I know He had touched me. It was just a wonderful visitation of the presence of the Lord. God is real. You know, it's better to be saved than not be saved. It's easier to be perfect than not being perfect. Woo, hallelujah. Come on with me. It's easier to serve God than not serve God. I find man fighting with sin and with the world and following after the lust and yielding to the stinking world. Oh, God. A lot of preachers today, I mean, hey, if it ain't holy, it's not God's work. If there's something in it, these big churches and cathedrals out here, if it's not holy, it's not God's work. Because God said all His works are holy. It's not God's work, honey. If you're in some church somewhere where they don't preach holiness, where they don't live a Christ life, you're in the wrong place. You need to make an exit and find you a church where the glory of God, the holiness, and the beauty of the Lord is manifest. She was pressing for the mark of the prize of the high calling that was in Christ Jesus, and she has attained. Glory to God. We have yet to arrive. We have yet to arrive. I just want to read one little scripture and then I'm going to pray. I don't know why they put me at the end of this thing, but I'm supposed to pray. Well, I'm trying to get myself ready to pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know somebody said, she said, now look, I want you to have a shout service. Is that what she said? She said, I want you to shout me into heaven. That's what she said. Whoa! That's what she said. She said she wanted to be shouted into heaven. But she's there. Whoo! You talk about some shouting. Well, anyway, there was something here. I don't know if I got a mark. I don't know here. It says in the Song of Songs, which is to me the Song of Songs, is nobody but Jesus. And it says here in the 8th verse of the 2nd chapter. Hallelujah, the voice of my beloved, behold, He cometh, leaping upon the mountains and skipping on the hills. And I believe that's just the way He came. And it says here, my beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, He standeth behind our wall. He looketh through the windows and He shows Himself through the lattice. He's standing behind our walls, not outside. When you get saved, honey, When you get filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, that was the last charge and commandment that Jesus gave the church, was don't you even think about leaving church. Don't you even think about Jerusalem. Don't you even think about doing anything for me until you are filled with the Holy Ghost and the fire of God that my Father had promised you. Woo! And I tell you, Lord, that's when you get Him standing behind your wall. That's when you become born of the Spirit of God.
All right.
Well, not born of my own spirit, but born of God's spirit. I don't want to be born of my own spirit. I want to be born of God's spirit. And he said, this afternoon, he's standing behind our walls. He looketh out through the windows of my soul.
Yeah.
He's looking out through the windows of my soul. He's standing behind my wall. Woo! And he's showing himself through the lattice of this flesh. Isn't that a shame? I've got to get rid of the lattice of this flesh. He's showing himself this afternoon in this meeting through the lattice of my flesh. I'm preaching through the lattice of my flesh until I'm all engulfed in him. Anyway, he said he came to her. Over all our mountains and all our hills, there is the voice of the Lord in the land today. The winter is past, he said, Karen. The rain is over and gone. It's been a cold winter, Karen. The rain has been a heavy, wet winter where I'm at. The flowers, Karen, are appeared on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds has come, Karen. And the voice of the turtle dove, the Holy Ghost, is now in your land. It's now in this hospital room. Oh, hallelujah. The voice of the dove, the Holy Ghost, has come into this room, Karen. Oh, God, hallelujah. And he said, the fig tree is, but it's becoming fruitful. I'm seeing fruitfulness in you. And then he said, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. My dove out in the cleft of the rock again. He said, arise, my beloved, my fair one, and come away. It was time for her to come away and to be with him. There's going to be a day, I hope I'm in this great company, Brother Bowles. I hope I'm in this company that's going to be caught out of here. And he's going to speak just like this one day to the church when it's ready, when God's got his number and God's got his army ready. God's got his soldiers ready that he's coming back with and bring judgment on the wicked and set up the eternal kingdom, the heavenly Jerusalem. She is now a part of the heavenly Jerusalem, but it's a coming back. Ooh, the city of the living God is coming back to earth. Ooh, I'm rejoicing. I'm looking for, I got a vision. And she's given me more of a vision. Hallelujah. This church has given me a greater vision. A lot of the churches, they have no vision. They're like it was the day of Eli. Eli folded his hands. He wouldn't correct his children. Come on with me. He wouldn't correct them. He wouldn't move them out of office. My Lord. But he folded his hands. And he let the devil rock the cradle. A lot of preachers, brethren, have folded their hands and they're letting the devil rock the cradle. Whew. And the church is going sound asleep. But holiness is not going to let it sleep long. We're going to cry out. I tell you, Brother Ellis, it's going to have a voice in America. What's going on down here is going to be heard of across the country. Because God's going to manifest himself in his son in us. The earnest expectation of the creature. Ooh, I turn my head outstretched for a manifestation of the Son of God in my life. Paul said, I want to greatly unloose. We got it. But see, what we got to do is release him. Release him. We got to greatly unloose him. The young people, I pray for the young people today. Yeah. Yeah. I pray for the young people today. They have no vision. Even in school, without God, you have no vision.
Right.
Maybe a job at McDonald's when you finish school. Maybe some college somewhere that'll take what salvation you've got from you. Maybe a department head at Walmart or the military. Honey, without Jesus, we have no vision. Without salvation, it's easier to be saved than not to be saved. Woo! It's easier to walk in the perfection of Christ than it is not to. To fight it and not to. And say, I got to do this and I got to do that and I'm this and I'm that. You're supposed to be Christ. You're supposed to be filled with the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. She has been a definite inspiration. This church has been an inspiration to us.
For the past 16, at least 16, 17 years, we've been coming. Pastor a little while, evangelized mostly. Hallelujah. But it's an inspiration to me going with God. I believe God's going to do something in this little church. We hold on to the vision we have in the Lord. And carry that mantle that was on your mother is now falling on you. The responsibility that was on her to sing and to worship. I've been here when Karen would cut across this front and dancing and praising the Lord and rejoicing and testifying of the glory of God. I've been here. That's now going to rest on you. That anointing to sing and to worship and to bring God's people into a fullness of worship is now on you. You, Brother God, the ministry that God has given you, you are to take heed to that ministry. And you are to fulfill it. For you, my brother, are now fellow soldier in the kingdom of God. You are to fulfill the ministry that God has given you. And from now on, brother, it's climbing. You're going to climb. God's going to open doors. You're going to go out there. You're not going to be still. God's going to open doors for you. God's going to open doors for him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The doors are going to open. And there's something. Jesus said, some better thing I have prepared for thee. That even the Old Testament patriarchs and the saints of old cannot even be made perfect until we arrive, brother. We arrive, brother. He said they cannot even, God give us such a better thing that until we obtain it and we take it home, they cannot even be made perfect in heaven until you, the Latter-day Church, the bride of Jesus Christ, attains. They cannot even be made perfect until this church is made ready and complete, and we're there. Baby. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Oh, Lord God, this is the greatest day and hour that the church has ever had.
Amen.
And I'm looking for the greatest visitation that the church has ever had for those that are holy and those that are righteous, and they pursue this holy. It's too, hey, look, it's too dangerous not to serve God. My daughter works in the rest home. She sees these older people and even younger people, 50 years old, 60 years old, going out of this world saying, don't touch it, man. Nelly, don't touch it, man. What's the matter? It's on fire, it's burning. The rails are burning me. Don't touch his bed. Died that way. Don't touch his bed, it's burning. Women grab and hold their beds saying, I'm falling. I'm falling, don't know God. Oh, the people up there cursing God. She says, ain't you afraid? Aren't you afraid of speaking words like that and cursing like that at your age? You're 90 years old. Woman, you get ready to leave here. Curse. Too late. Don't wait till it's too late. Young people out here crashing, dying in automobiles up in my neighborhood. Burning up in homes, apartments, and fires. Some of them so drugged out, they don't know where they're at. The enchantment and the influence, don't you dare get near a drug. Don't you dare. Boys, you run with your life. Don't you get near a drug. Don't you get near a drugger. I prayed in church. I know I'm saying a lot, but I think I've only had about 15 minutes. I know I'm saying a lot. I was in the church in Wilkesboro several weeks ago, and I said, let's pray. I said, there's too many drugs. It's one of the biggest drug centers in the United States is Wilkesboro, North Carolina. I paid for mess, I think. Anyway, I said, well, you know, we're the church. We're supposed to do something about this. I said, let's take authority over this, and let's bind this stuff, and let's bind these drug abusers and these sorcery means drug abuse through enchantment. And I started just going up down the aisle, praising the Lord and binding it and taking authority over it and over these druggers. And about a week or two later,
They arrested 35 plus that were in drugs between Elkin and Wilkesboro and Yucca County. Don't you tell me not to pray. Oh, glory to God. I remember when we was in revival here for a year over in Rockingham, we was in revival, and they used to have that place called Fat Boys. I don't know if y'all remember it there along there. And every time I would come to revival that night, I would pray. I would bind fat boys. Some boys had been killed there in the bar. You put an elbow in the water. No, it used to be. It's not there anymore. And I said, well, let's pray. Let's believe God. And so we did. Every time we went back there, we raised our hand and we took authority over the devil that was reigning in that place. I come by one Saturday night for a meeting and looked over there, and that thing wasn't nothing but sudden ashes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was down to the ground and it never rebuilt it. I think Walmart's there now. I'm not too sure. One of those places got in there. But anyway, God give us power and authority. Young people, it's easier to serve God than it's not to. It's easier to serve God than not to. It's easy to be filled with the Holy Ghost and the fire and the glory of God's own Spirit than not to. Father, Almighty God, all powerful, all holy, all righteous. Lord, somebody asked me to close in prayer. Sometimes I don't even know what to pray or what to say. Father God, but I know you put a spirit in me that will groan me through it. That will groan, and when I don't know what to pray, I don't know what to say, I don't know where to go, I don't want another. I will look unto thee this afternoon. We're looking unto thee and giving glory unto thee. I ask you now to stretch forth your hand on these people. These that are filled with your Spirit, these that are walking in the beauty of your holiness, that you will increase their joy in the Lord, that you will increase your love and your power and your glory. This is a growing relationship. I ask you, Father, for your almighty hand to reach out right now on this family, the beloved family of God. I ask you to reach out right now. Put your hand on them, Lord, that there will come something fruitful out of this departure of our beloved sister. Let your hand rest upon you. And I pray, Lord, that something has been said and done this afternoon that they'll never get away from those that are lost. It will never get away from them, God. Wherever they're at, that there be something heard until they fall on their knees and they cry out to you and they submit to you and ask forgiveness for that old life of dirt and grime and sin. God is real. God is so real. Thank you, Father, for your hand outstretched towards us today, and your hand in this service. In Jesus' name, I give you the glory, power, and the honor, and the blessing, and all riches and blessing and wisdom and knowledge belongeth unto thee. All glory be unto thee, Father, in Jesus' name. And I do thank you for this little door to speak for you, Lord, to speak on behalf of my beloved sister, Carrie, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. My brother, I believe he wants to speak concerning our veterans.
Thank you.
your presence is meant more than anything else.
That's right.
We appreciate all the donations. They still know more need to be done for making payments on the maintenance and all. I say your presence. Money can't buy.
Right.
We appreciate the family and all that's come together. Mother and come from out of town and buddy traveled from home home. Sam said that. Then turned on us and come a long way to go, about 5 hours or something, 4 hours. And it's a blessing for family to come together.
Yes, it is.
And Sister Ann up shouting, what to do, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you, family means something.
Yes, it does.
Family really means something. People need to come together in the Lord, in the house of God.
Yes.
Amen. Church was made for God's people.
Amen.
And Lord, it was.
Yes.
And every one of us was meant to be God's people.
Yeah.
He said, whosoever will,
let
him honor. And I tell you, I love family, I do.
Amen.
Church family, the natural family, what I mean, the family of God is hard to beat. Preaching, talking about the legacy of Brother Russell, quoting all them scriptures, Brother Eddie. About to shout all around the church. I certainly appreciate you, brother. Amen. Holiness is still real.
Amen.
Be ye holy. For God is holy. I am holy. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't care what denomination you are. You better be holy wherever you at.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. John the Baptist was Baptist, according to what he said. That's what we better live like, John the Baptist.
Amen.
Amen. We live in the last days.
Yes.
Amen. I tell you, we've got enough words here to say what needs to be said today. You know, some of y'all are going to leave back out and go right back to what you were doing before you got here. But I tell you, so this one right here, she left out this past Wednesday. You go to a place where you ain't never had nothing that compares to what this here's like. That's what praise the Lord. We've been talking about heaven all week, talking about going to heaven all week. Brother Sammy, I don't want to try to embarrass that back. He was up at the hospital praying, repenting, and still say to be praying and repenting, but you ain't got to do it. One time he asked me, he said, Brother, what's I got to do to make it right? He done asked me for forgiveness. I said, you done it done. Only thing you got to do is ask the Lord to get things right in your life and help you make things right and follow Him.
Right.
And that's all you have to do. Amen. God will feed you and keep you along the way. He'll bless your soul.
Yes,
and carry you on through to the thresholds of the heavens above. Praise
the
Lord.
Yes, He will.
My sister back there, she got saved a while back. At least that God's still working.
Amen.
Praise me in prayer, folks. Fell down the street here, Larry Marshall. He come up this morning out there. Testifying and tears of falling and quarter time with cancer. I said, whatever it takes, Lord, save them. Save
them. Amen.
Ask some of them here, Sister Abby, some of them, and I put a request to this neighborhood a million times. Praise the Lord. I believe God's still working. Amen. We love everybody, love every one of you. We certainly appreciate y'all coming and everything you've done. It seems so real when I hug your necks, shake your arms. The love of God is in my life. I'm like Brother Ellis. You're looking at one that didn't know God. You're looking at one that didn't know how to pray and repent. Back in 1991 when the Lord got a hold of me.
God will make the way. Praise the Lord. Don't you leave this world undone. All that you got to do is ask God to come into your heart and save your soul. Before you leave this world. And the work will be done. Praise the Lord. Now, if you ask them to repent 50 times, the Bible said, the brother said again, 7 times a day. Jesus said, no, not 7 times a day. If he repents 7 times, 70, yes. Forgive him. Right. Praise the Lord. When you get the love of God just right in your heart, you'll forgive them. Praise the Lord. I forgive some that ain't even asked for forgiveness. That's the love of God.
Yes, it is.
Let me tell you how to do it. One step at a time. God will teach you, show you, the church will help you. You can go forward one step at a time. If you leave from here and try to get that front door, you're going to jump and make it all the way. You're going to take some steps, ain't you? That's how you're going to get to the front door of heaven. That's how you're going to get to the front door of heaven. Praise the Lord. You think you can take off today and run and jump into heaven, you got it wrong. Praise the Lord. People think they're going to take off running and just go right straight on through the gates of heaven. It ain't going to happen that way. Praise the Lord. We sing step by Kevin made. Step by step. Amen. She made her final step. I was up there Wednesday and she had done a quick breathing. And I'm sitting there looking like this here, you know, wanting her to breathe again. Amen. When you leave this body and saved, got your heart right with God, and then you walk right on in that last step. That last step to be made.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I think it's been doing some good talk right there today. I think you can't buy this kind of teaching at the college, at the schoolhouse. Brother Jack, you don't get no better than holiness teaching. This here is good for the soul. This is good for the soul. You don't hear much talk, it's good for the soul. We certainly appreciate everybody coming and everything you've done. God, ain't enough words that can be said to cover all the love and respect that's being shown and shared, and donations and offers and that type of thing. We can't put enough words together for all that you've done, but we can sure say thank you and appreciate you. And we want to say something about Memorial Day to veterans. And we know that's for the ones that's fallen the Memorial Day. And I thank God for everyone that's ever fought for this country. If they still alive today, veterans. I got a brother-in-law about it. I know he's one. And I appreciate every one of you veterans.
Yeah.
If there are veterans here, stand up. Let's have the veterans to stand up. Come on, every veteran stand up. Come on. Peace don't come free. This country was founded on the Word of God. It was built around the world of the Word of God. And based on peace and unity. That's why the devil hates this country so bad today. But we thank y'all, veterans. I got high regards, and I know a lot of you do too for the veterans. And we appreciate y'all and love y'all for it. All right, we love everyone. We're going to turn the service over to Rick and Bowles, and we'll go by his directions at this time.
We just want to make a comment before we make our way to the cemetery. to everyone who is able to walk, we love you to walk to the cemetery. For those of you that are not able to walk, we didn't have room, you can drive your car down there. We'll follow our direction that morning. We're going to walk so far, okay?